The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games.
Specters, welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots. I'm here with Sam and a bunch of our patrons because it is the end of the month. This is the last Friday of October. I've been calling it Spooptober like I usually do, and we're talking Halloween stuff tonight. It's going to be fun. We've got a fun topic about how each of your squad members would celebrate Halloween, and we're going to get some input from our wonderful patrons. But Sam, how's it going?
It's going well. It is very close to Halloween, so looking forward to that. I'm glad that we're talking about this. Super festive.
Yeah, I'm so excited because, as we all know, all the different squad mates have such interesting and unique personalities. And to get some takes on how they would dress up or celebrate or what they would do to celebrate Halloween, I think is going to be a lot of fun. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, I'm going to read out the names of all the patrons. You all are going to make the sound of your favorite Halloween costume. I don't know if that makes sense, but we're going to roll with it. And then we're going to go into this. We're going to go down the list of all the patrons of the squad members. And we just got a small group tonight, just four patrons. And you all are going to be able to just chime in with any of your thoughts about how they would celebrate. And we'll just kind of move through the list. So we've got returning Genesis, Ed Boy, Magister DeVita, and Turbo Toboggan. Welcome to the show. Get ready to unmute on the count of three and make the sound of your favorite Halloween costume. Here we go. One, two, three.
Sha.
It only got two sounds.
What's that sound?
Which one?
Zombie.
That's okay. So Turbo was a zombie. What was your schwa? What was that, Jen?
Okay, so my favorite costume I actually made myself when I was about 12, and I went as Xena Warrior Princess. There was no way I was doing the Xena yodel, but her shock run, pshaw.
Okay.
That would have been epic.
Yeah, got it. That makes sense. All right, so here, let's start down the list. Let's go Mass Effect 1. We've got Kaden at the top of the list. How would Kaden celebrate Halloween? Who wants to go first? Who wants to just feel free to chime in? It's a small group. Jen?
Aw. Kaden, as soon as I saw that, he's wearing little black cat ears, and he just painted the tip of his nose black and has got little whiskers because he didn't really feel like getting into the whole spirit of things, but he's totally the dad that is handing out candy while the kids are walking around.
As a cat with face
I'm
makeup?
I'm there with you about Kaden being on the porch handing out candy. I don't know if I'm there with you on Kaden's costume choice.
No, I just saw him in my head with a little bit of face paint on.
Hey, I mean, if this is as with all of these things, everyone has their own kind of headcanon. So anything's legit. Like, according to you, that works. So it's a little weird in my imagination to imagine that. But I think it's pretty fun.
I can actually see that. So I'm picturing the same thing.
Nice, nice. What kind of candy is he giving out?
What's some Canadian candy?
Is there like a Canadian candy company?
I feel like it would be like almost British sounding things that we've never heard of but sound plausible in the United States, like Jim Jammies or something like that.
Here. Oh, actually, Canadian candy. Cadbury eggs is Canadian.
Oh yeah.
That's
a good one.
But that's like Easter.
No, be handing out, I've like seen
them. They do like Halloween ones too, right?
Mm-hmm. Little yeah. Jack-o'-lantern ones.
Oh, okay. So little Cadbury jack-o'-lanterns. He's handing them out in his little bunny suit.
You ever seen those popcorn balls some people hand out for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of popcorn
those.
Balls, it would be like bacon balls for Caden because he loves bacon.
He's that house. Everyone's like, oh, candy. Okay, thank you. Bacon?
Why is my jack-o'-lantern dripping grease?
I shouldn't have used a pillowcase this year. all right, let's move on. Tally. What would Tally dress up as? Who has thoughts on this one? I think Jen has more thoughts. And feel free to keep yourself unmuted if you just chime right in. There's a small group of us, but go ahead, Jen.
So Tally is going up as a human astronaut. So because she's got to wear her mask and her suit, she's either just going to like kind of paint it or maybe a hologram over her suit. But I just saw Tally wearing the big old style human astronaut.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah, because she still has to be in a suit.
One small step for Corian, one giant leap for Corian kind.
Nice, nice. All right, what kind of candy is and does she celebrate in any specific way? I feel like
I think she's interested in learning the human custom and culture about it.
Yeah, I feel like with different aliens, that like their embrace or curiosity about this,
I feel like Tally would be the one handing out apples. She wouldn't understand giving out candy.
Just apples.
Yeah. Just like healthy fruits.
Like, why would, if everyone's handing out candy, that's so unhealthy. Why would you do that? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magister, you have any thoughts on this one?
I'm not sure if Tally would have like a party, but I think she would have like the Halloween movie night. I feel like she's the Halloween movie night friend. It's like, let's all hang out on the couch and like watch scary movies.
Are they like legit scary movies or are they just like slightly scary movies and everyone else is like, wow, this is really tame, Tally.
I feel like Terminator would be terrifying to Corian.
That's my thought. Like she's not watching scary movies, she's watching the Terminator and she's freaking out while everyone's like, this isn't scary.
Right.
It's like it's an AI.
iRobot.
Oh God.
Yeah, the whole time she's leaning over Shepard, she's like, Shepard, this is too real. This is too real.
As for candy, I gotta say that I think Tally would throw in some pixie sticks just because those are easy to insert through the emergency induction port.
Kind of suck through the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Liara, another alien. I mean, we're gonna get a lot of aliens, but another alien.
So I'm thinking costume wise, either Nathan Drake or Laura Croft, maybe. Go full embrace her inner archaeologist.
I was thinking more Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Any of those would work. I guess it just depends on if she was introduced to movies first or video games. Like these are old Earth movies or video games. Check these out. And then she's like, oh, that's exciting. I want to do that.
That would make sense too, because like I can imagine Liara would want to look at like old elf stuff to understand humans more, especially Mass Effect 1 Liara.
Yeah, do you think it would start with movies and then video games?
Probably movies.
Probably
yeah.
movies.
But this far into the future, if you Google famous Earth archaeologist, what do you think is going to come up? Like real actual world people or our pop culture references?
Logan Paul diversifies.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't know. I guess maybe a little bit of both. It just, I mean, she would probably end up with the real people first. But, I mean, can you make a costume of, like, what the guy that found, like, King Tut's tomb? What was his name? Like, that's a little bit tricky, right? But, like, you can definitely do Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is she giving out candy? Is she celebrating in any other special ways? Everyone's thinking. I see the wheels turning. Everyone's like, no. Turbo, you're like, no? No?
I don't think Liara's giving out candy and stuff. If anything, I think she'd be out walking about watching everyone trick-or-treating and stuff so she can experience it. So she can understand us, maybe.
I can see that. I can see that. Okay.
All right. Throwing a wreath at the Shadowbroker base.
Okay.
Watching people bob for apples, carve pumpkins, just like, and why do you do this? Well, it was to scare away spirits at one point and stuff like that. It's like just trying to figure out the history of it.
Yeah. Evil spirits, huh? What? Tell me more about that. How does that work? Okay.
I can see her giving out books.
Like she's instead giving out candy. Whole like regular books.
Yes.
The big ass history textbooks from high school. That's what she's giving out.
Just old volumes of encyclopedias. Like you get M&N. Here you go.
Do you think Asari would like some Asari would dress as Ardat Yakshi for Halloween? How do you dress as an Ardat Yakshi? Just very promiscuously, but with a weapon?
No.
I mean that could be so many things.
You said it, Sam, because I wasn't gonna say that. I'm glad you said it instead.
It's like a thing in Asari folklore too. Like yeah. Ardat Yakshi, so
it is the boogeyman.
It is, but Falaire wears the exact same thing as Liara does. So,
oh, I'm aware that that's not true, but if it's a Halloween, it's a caricature of it, right?
So, oh, good point. So I guess very Morinth with the black armor.
They all just dress like Morinth specifically.
On a black eyeliner.
All right. I feel like it would just look like all the Asari nude mods. Mass Effect. That's what it'll probably look like.
Oh, geez.
No, but I just thought about like dressing up as Arya. That would be a good Asari boogeyman.
That would be actually.
All right, you ready to move to the next one? I think this one's going to be fun. Garrus. What does Garrus do on Halloween?
Aww.
Does he dress up as Batman? Like, what's the deal here?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
I think he'll dress up as a human just for the meme. He just looks like a generic human, maybe in like a trench coat and a hat.
That's a fun idea because how many of these people would just like play, like role play as a different race, just a generic person from a different race?
That's cultural appropriation, and I'll have none of it on my ship.
I don't know if Garrus cares.
I think Garrus,
at least early on,
would be. I know that this is like a popular like, yeah, Garrus is space Batman. However, if I'm going to be that like actually guy, then I will go and say that he's more like space Punisher. So I could totally see him dressing up as the Punisher and then like not taking the day off.
Like, just like still, actually just still doing what he's doing in the outfit.
What about the Red Hood? Cause that does, is it one of the costume options for Garrus, him wearing like doesn't he have a helmet on so that he just paint it red?
Okay. Yeah. That's another Batman pull, but yeah, a character that's much more violent than Batman is.
See him taking a piss out of his old career and going RoboCop.
Ooh.
Garrus RoboCop mod. Can you imagine that?
Especially with his little injury that he had, little scarring, but like Shepard, that missile did a lot more damage than you think. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see him pulling up in like heck, any of the vehicles we've talked about in the last few episodes, and then the door opening up, and then he slides his leg out, and the gun comes out of his side, right? Like the whole RoboCop thing. Yeah. What kind of candy?
Me, alive or dead?
Yeah. What kind of candy would he do, and how would he celebrate? He would like. Sam's like he's just going to go to work in a Punisher outfit, but is he actually going to give out candy or? How does that work?
He would have like the full king size like chocolates just handing them out to everybody. He'd be that dude.
He's the guy. He's the house that hands out the full size chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody loves that
but
house.
Specifically the Dextro chocolate.
Yeah.
And I was just going to say that because of the Dextro amino thing, we know that they can eat most fish. So I feel like it'd be something fish related.
Sweetest fish. Sweetest fish. There you go.
Okay. No, they hand out sushi. Little bites. Hand little sushi.
Sure, that was super sanitary. Yeah, I'm gonna hang out front of my for like a few hours with a platter of just like uncooked fish that I just hand out to everybody.
No, they do have Dextro amino chocolates, as evidenced by Dr. Michelle giving it to Garrus. But what if that was like a thing at Garrus's Halloween party where they're like, where he's like, okay, guys, these are Dextro amino chocolates. We can only eat these. We'll have all these other chocolates for everyone else. But everyone else, don't touch our chocolates because we're going to have bad time.
It's kind of a hard ass at the party, like just guarding the table. And every time somebody comes up to it that's not supposed to eat those, he's like, excuse me, these are off limits to you.
Yep.
Are you vegan? Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Ashley Williams. I feel like she's probably somebody who's celebrated Halloween before.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about her?
I'm not sure she did. She might be a little too straight-laced to have Halloween in her traditions.
Maybe. I mean, some people are.
I think she's taking the small children out trick-or-treating because she probably did it with her sisters. She probably took them trick-or-treating if they wanted to trick-or-treat. I think she would be out with the little kids taking them trick-or-treating whilst the other guys stayed at the house.
Okay. So she's kind of like the parent, quote unquote, who like watches the kids while they all go out.
I could totally see Ashley being a trunk-or-treater. Like everyone comes to the parking lot and has their little trunks open so the kids can go get trick-or-treat stuff, but it's not exactly trick-or-treating.
Right. Yeah. Like schools do that a lot. Right. Would she decorate her trunk?
Absolutely.
What would it look like?
There's a lot of junk in that trunk.
There's a lot of junk in that trunk. Oh, no.
Oh. I could see her dressing up as like a Wonder Woman or like a gladiator. Similar outfits.
Yeah. Okay. Similar outfits. Yeah. Yeah. With like a shield and a sword and like a tiara or something.
Maybe, actually, maybe I could not see very Amazonian.
Amazonian, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very, does she have
very like proud to be an American type outfit?
Does she have like a candy preference?
I feel like
I'm
she's
thinking
sweet.
Snickers.
Snickers? What were you thinking, Jen?
I don't know. I was thinking more of like little bite-sized snacky ones like Skittles or M&Ms or something like that.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on to the last. This is the last squad member from Mass Effect 1, Rex. What would Rex dress up as?
A ghost.
Like a sheet?
Just a big sheet.
He's like a really big ghost.
He would put the lowest amount of effort into the costume.
There.
Just have a sheet.
There, I'm ready to go.
Like, yeah.
Okay, Rex.
What if he dressed up as a pie jack?
Oh, punch the pie jack.
And I think Rex for candy just gives out a bowl.
Just a whole bowl?
He comes up to your house in the costume, goes, trick or treat. And it's like, okay, here you go. It's like, oh, thank you. Takes the bowl and just walks away.
And then goes to the next house and then gives them the bowl, takes their bowl, and then just keeps trading from house to house.
The first person that comes to the door, he just gives them the whole bowl and shuts the door.
There you go. My job's done. Yeah. Just close the door.
I could see Rex just not understanding Halloween and then eating the jack-o'-lanterns. Because there's just a reasonable snack for him. He's like, well, yeah, it's like a fruit, right?
Okay. All right. So of any of these first Mass Effect 1 squad mates, do they throw a party? Is there a party with all of these people? Like, go back to the Mass Effect 1 timeline. Are they all getting together having a party? Are they hanging out somewhere just handing candy out? Are they watching movie night together? Or
movie night.
It's movie night.
I feel like the Mass Effect 1 people are more stay at home. When we get to the later ones, when they've gotten older, I think we may have some other characters, we're going to have some going out partying.
Yeah, okay. So here, let's move on to Mass Effect 2. What do you think about Kasumi?
Oh, Kasumi's having fun. She's the ding-dong ditch character.
She's playing pranks?
Mm-hmm, the whole time.
Yes. Fully agreed.
Okay, dressed as what?
Especially freaking people out, making them think there really is a ghost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is she even in a costume or no?
She's a high maintenance ghost. Like
I think she'll dress up as like the ghost girl from like The Ring or something, and just like scare people by sneaking into the house.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see her deriving a lot of joy out of practical jokes. And actually scaring people.
Right. So a lot of times when people go do practical jokes, they bring along somebody else with them. Has she convinced anyone else to go along with this?
Shepherd.
Is it Shepherd? Jack. Shepherd's the sidekick in these?
Renegade Shepherd, yeah.
She brought Jack.
Jack's the sidekick. I could see that.
And Jack's Jack took the pranks a little too far because she's egging houses.
Yeah. Yeah. Like forking yards. Like
TPing.
Mm-hmm.
With biotics, just launching the toilet paper a block away, just getting multiple houses at once.
Just like toilet papering entire block at the time, just and then just unravels and shoots down over multiple houses. I can see that. Okay, so what is Jack dressed up as?
A Cerberus cheerleader.
Cerberus.
That's what I'm about to say. Cerberus cheerleader.
What does that look like?
Miranda.
It
just looks so. Jack is dressed up as Miranda.
Stole one of her outfits.
That's her. And Miranda's
wearing a wig.
It's just not. She's just not going for any of it. She's just like, oh my god, I can't believe you did that. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Okay, so what's Miranda dressed up as?
Ooh,
most scary thing ever.
What would be scary to Miranda? Like a poor person.
Oh no. Poor people. She's just dressed up as like a bum. Just
I could see her doing something completely tone deaf like that. Yeah,
I was thinking a businessman, so it'd be like her father.
Oh, okay.
I was going for emotional. You just went for
the elite kind of thing. Yeah, I could see that.
Miranda as a soccer mom. She's got to have the high-waisted jeans, the unflattering shirt. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're right. That would be terrifying for her.
The Karen haircut?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, that is terrifying. All right. We're jumping all around here. Let's go with Grunt. What is Grunt doing? I mean, if Rex is barely celebrating, is Grunt, like, what's going on with
Grunt
that?
Grunt is trick-or-treating. Grunt's just a kid.
Yeah, he's just a kid.
So we put Grunt with all the little toddlers on their first Halloween. Say, this is my kid, Grunt. I know he's 6 foot something. This is his first time trick or treating. He's just 1 year old. He'd go with all the kids, and he's just like running with them, hanging off of him. He's just getting along.
Right. Somebody's riding on his back. Yeah.
I guess he runs.
I feel like.
And he's like Rex, he's taking the whole bowl, but he's sharing it. He's like, I am the battle master. You and my clan here. We're spreading the candy around. Let's go to the next house. Take all their candy. The kids are loving it.
Also doesn't wait to get back at the end to eat it. Eats his portion at every house. Right. It's like, oh.
I, I feel like Grunt's costume would be the same as Rex's, just the ghost, but it'd be an extra hole cut off, like his nose, like a dog ghost costume would be.
Like a mouth hole, so he can just go ahead and eat the food.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine Grunt with a sugar rush? Okay, Grunt would wear Garrus.
Would dress up as Garrus, or would like skin him and put his
like... he would like skin a Turian and wear their skin and be like, ha ha, isn't it hilarious?
I'm a Turian now. Look,
I thought it was a funny joke. Get it? Because of the genophage. Everyone's like, you need help.
I didn't see him wearing the skin of a Turian. I saw him more dressed up as the Grim Reaper. Because he would find that funny.
Okay. So like a big, big hooded like thing and like the scythe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think he'd find the Reapers funny. The human, the human Reaper.
Human Reaper funny, huh? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magister?
You can also see him, like, if he found out about the game, him being the Doomslayer.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, all of these people have been introduced to old Earth movies and games. And
especially, like, him coming out of Mass Effect 3 when he comes out of the cave. Like, I can see him easily being like, oh, yeah, that's totally me.
Badass. Nice. Okay. What about Thane? What's Thane dressing up as?
Anar.
John Wick.
John Wick.
He puts on a black suit and a tie.
Yeah.
Who's his dog?
Grunt. Oh, man. All right. So, yeah. So he's introduced to old Earth movies, too. And he's like, he's going as John Wick.
Oh, yellow suit, Jet Li.
There you go. Does he wear a wig? Yeah. In these outfits? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, a wig, but no human looking, you know, skin or mask or
anything. Right, right. Still just his own face, right. Yes. But like a Keanu Reeves like wig and maybe like a like taped onto his face like the facial hair.
Oh, even like Matrix, Keanu Reeves. He already has like that costume in 2 with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being kind of a sick
Thane is Neo.
You know, it'd be kind of a sick costume for Thane because he's so great with acrobatics and presumably dancing because of that reason. What if he dressed up as Michael Jackson for Halloween?
he's also been introduced to old Earth music and he's like a huge Michael Jackson fan. Oh,
he loves the moonwalk.
Oh, yeah. He's just doing it all over the place. He's like, check this out. Now. Oh, so good. So good. All right. Is he handing out candy?
Kids are getting candy and they don't know how.
Yeah. He's not taking Kasumi's route of pranking, but he's still having a great time being stealthy.
Yeah, he's like sneaking around putting candy in their bags where they don't even notice, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here, let's jump to a weird one. Legion.
So I actually was thinking about this. You know those people who have like for Christmas they have the crazy lights that like go with music and stuff like that? I see that Legion doing that to a house and it being utterly terrifying because he doesn't grasp how to pull back from being fully terrifying. Like the house is like making noises and then like this flashing of lights and everything like that.
Right. And people are like suffering from epilepsy because it's just overwhelming because we can't process it. But he's like, it's pretty, right? And
we're like, the house is seen from space.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Is he dressed up as anything, though, while he does this?
Vending machine.
Vending machine?
I was going to say like a 1998 Windows desktop.
The vending machine makes sense because he's like, well, you said we're giving out candy. So this is a machine that gives out candy.
And once again, he's giving out full candy bars because he doesn't understand the concept of you give out little ones. No, candy equals candy.
Right. Right.
He puts a red filter on his light and puts a square on his face that says Hal.
He's just becomes Hal. Does his best impression to say like, hello, Dave.
What if he's the Pixar desk lamp?
Oh, God.
Desk lamp? I mean, it does have kind of, like, they have that face, right? Like, the shape of the face kind of works that way a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Some of these, of course, are duplicates from Mass Effect 1, so I'm skipping over. What about Zaid? What do you guys think about Zaid?
Nah, he's the guy handing out candy. He's not doing anything.
Yeah, but for his, he's not doing costume. He's just the one guy, the cranky old man handing out like apples and stuff.
Is he like in his shorts, like just like, all right, here's your candy, or is he like actually dressed as something?
I bet he dresses as Clint Eastwood from like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
That's what I was gonna say, with the poncho.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I was gonna think. Like, he's either dressed as Clint Eastwood or he's doing nothing at all, because he's just gonna be. Clint Eastwood is practically himself.
So when one of the kids or Kasumi and Jack come to toilet paper his house, does he go after them?
No, his unmade turrets pop up out of his out of his lawn. Like, the flamingos get lasers going. Don't do it. Just go to the next house.
There ends up with like bloody bodies in the yard, and he's like, "That's part of the decorations."
Yeah,
it's not real.
Okay. I could see Zaid trying to scare each of the kids, and only the kids brave enough to stay on the porch actually get the candy.
Like, he is the haunted house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He yells at all the kids walking by. You feeling lucky?
Yep.
You feeling lucky?
All right. Lucky punk.
Punk.
I can also see him having a keg right next to him for the adults that walk past. Like,
yeah,
you've had a long day. Here you go.
Yeah, or yeah, maybe like more interested in handing those out to the adults and just kind of doesn't worry so much about the kids.
He would call every kid walking by getting candy a little shit.
Yep.
Okay. Here, let's. So Samara or Morinth? Let's go Samara first, right?
Well, Samara's got to be Samara, right? I mean, she's the girl from the ring. Her name is Samara.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Well, the code let her do Halloween.
Ooh. I feel like the code wouldn't let her endorse anything unsavory. So I feel like she would just be the biggest Debbie Downer.
I think she'd be a police officer. If she dressed up as anything, she'd dress up as a police officer, and she'd be like, "Now look both ways before you cross the street. Take your mask off. Always check all your candy for cuts and punctures." Like, she'd be giving the whole spiel of
like walking around, like warning all the kids as they go to the houses, like helping them check their candy.
Brush your teeth after.
Yeah,
I feel like she'd be like a knight, like Joan of Arc or something.
Okay.
Oh, like a Templar. Okay. Should be something like that.
Didn't she relate herself to a human samurai?
Like, yeah. Yeah, samurai or knight errant.
Okay. All right. So what about Morinth then? Kind of a different end of the spectrum.
Oh, boy.
She's just going to be some.
No offense. She's going to be doing some one of those stupid ones where it's a sexy. Like sexy blank fill in.
It's like the
sexy
like,
Elcor.
It's like the sexy, like the cheap sexy outfits you can get from like Amazon, and there's like a whole list of them, and she's just like, but Elcor specifically, what does that suit even look like?
Her favorite artist, Forte.
Enthusiastically, hey thou handsome.
Okay, is she handing out candy?
She would be giving out the candy with the razor blades in it.
Oh, geez.
Maybe my mind is too twisted, because I was like, if the Edgelord is really going to dress up as something completely subversive to her own mentality, I pictured her in like nunnery.
Yes.
Or something really. Yeah.
Oh, like a corrupted like nun kind of thing.
No, not even corrupted.
Just like straight up nun.
Regular nun.
Not like sexy nun or like anything like that. Okay.
No, just regular old nun. And I think she's going out and she's trick-or-treating.
That would make her like more scary, actually.
Yes.
Jesus.
Just slowly walking around like, praise be.
Not telling people they have to do so many Hail Marys and Our Fathers.
Yeah, next morning on the local news, there's like 10 people just missing overnight.
She's luring people around the corner to steal their candy, and I'm not going to tell you how.
Okay. All right. Two more from Mass Effect 2. We've got Jacob. Jacob seems like he probably celebrated Halloween, right?
Is Jacob Earthborn?
I mean, even if he's not Earthborn, they would probably still have it in the culture. Right? Like, even if you're not, like, going house to house on Earth, like, probably would have celebrated, yeah. Probably would have dressed up at
Jacob
some point.
I can see Jacob being festive.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see Jacob, like, I don't know.
Jacob's such a dude, bro. He'd be, like, the Hulk or something like that.
Right, or, like, a superhero. Mm-hmm. Like, in, like,
or
a superhero
pirate, because he was a Corsair, so he could find that funny.
I pictured, like, Maverick and Goose, like a pilot wearing an old Top Gun uniform.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like old-timey military stuff.
He's bringing them. The Jello shots. That's what Jacob's doing.
and the Jello shots.
There is a beer pong table in the back. Absolutely.
Right. Right. All right. And then what about Morden? Let's end with Morden before we go to the mid break. What's Morden dressed up as?
And the very model of a scientist, Salarian.
Right.
I'm about to say either a scientist or I wanted to dress up as an opera singer.
Yeah, like somebody who's
like on stage. The froofy cuffs, the little, like a Victorian person, but he's doing like the, oh.
Yeah. I mean, he could dress up as the modern Major General from Pirates of the Renaissance.
Good. How does he wear the hats? Do the hats go like over the left, the horn that's still there? Like, or is it big and fit
in
over
between?
Both? In between? like a little tiny hat that fits.
I don't know why, but I was thinking rather Gordon Freeman or Walter White. It's one of those two.
Well, okay, why? Mm. That's a different kind of pull.
Yeah.
Just from the whole like chemistry thing or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, those are darker.
I can see him having a relative morality like Walter White does. So, yeah, that makes sense.
He's also giving away the fun candy, like the fizzies and the stuff that turns your tongue a different color.
The ones that pop rocks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And every time he hands it out, he explains to the kids the chemical, what happens and why it does what it does. And, oh, you're going to enjoy it. And then, like, come on. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. All right, let's Mass Effect 2. We've still got Mass Effect 3 to go through, but we need to go thank you guys, our patrons, and everybody else. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this
Lorecast
is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show, and we don't have any new patrons this week, but we do have our Shepherd tier patrons who get shout outs every week, including Kolka Shins, Ed Boy, Kira C, Lieutenant Ticino, and William. Thank you so much for your support. And thank you to all 66 of our current patrons for supporting the show and making this thing possible. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in checking out the t-shirts you can get, the stickers, ad-free episodes, any of the other stuff that you can get joining us for chats like this in the future, head over to patreon.com/MassEffectLoreCast and check everything out. Also, if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, you can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And we have one from about a week ago, a little over a week ago, that came in. This one's from Scuba Steve with lots of A's from the United States, who writes, "Funny haha." That's my favorite kind of funny. They write, "Good stuff. Tom and his band of misfits hosts across Robots Radio never disappoint. N7 is funny and knows the games and lore. Old man impression voices crack me up. Great pod, as the kids say." Thank you, Scuba Steve. Appreciate that. If you'd like to help us out, you can leave a review. You can leave a rating on Spotify, on whatever other podcatchers you listen to us on, if they allow you to do that. That's helpful as well. Or just tell your friends about the show. Any of that stuff helps. So thanks for being here. And let's move on with the rest of this Halloween conversation. Here we go.
Spit it out. Or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, so Mass Effect 3, again, a lot of these are coming back, but we're not going to go back over people again. What about, and this is a weird one, I know you guys have probably been thinking about some of these people, Javik? Ooh, what would Javik do?
Culturally insensitive costume is what he would do.
Just because of being unaware, or like
unaware and doesn't care.
Yeah.
He'll have like a giant ape costume.
A giant ape costume?
Yeah, primitives. Yeah.
Right, because humans came from apes and like we're all just like talking apes to him.
Be a lizard.
Yeah.
Make fun of Solarians.
He'll be handing out flies.
He has a bowl for each race. So humans get bananas, Solarians get flies.
Oh, man. We all get like stereotypical food. And he's like, what? Yeah. You eat that?
Oh, he would be a hunter. Like stereotypical, like old British hunter. Since like, didn't he say like they used to hunt like Solarians and like other races? Like they were a delicacy.
Yeah, the liver was the delicacy.
So it'd be an inside joke for him.
Okay.
Be like Craven or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to James Vega. Another macho dude.
He's hanging out with Jacob.
Yeah, I mean, they're very similar. Would he do something different from Jacob? Or are they teaming up? Are they like superhero duo together while they, you know, play beer pong or something?
I also seem to like doing Master Chief or something like that. Like peak, like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Or the Doomslayer. That would be another one, right? Slayer. Yeah. Okay.
I could see Vega trying to pull off the Hulk. Like he would find it like with the muscles and everything, he'd paint himself green and go that route.
Yeah, okay. I mean, he's a buff dude. He'd be like, yeah, mm-hmm. I can pull off the Hulk.
He's also handing out Mexican candy.
Ooh.
And some of those Mexican soft drinks, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't pronounce the names of them, but...
Jarritos.
Yeah. Okay, here's another weird one. Edie. What would Edie do? Everybody's processing this one. Nothing specific comes to mind right away for me. What do you guys
for
think?
Me, Hal. Hal is another. Edie is Hal. You know, I can't let you do that, Joker.
I mean, that's kind of her origin story in a way, right? Like the artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
But is she because she's trying to understand humanity, like would she lean into it a little bit more and try to pick a very appropriate costume? Try to fit in a little bit?
I think she'd dress up as an Apple person, Apple worker.
From the company Apple?
So she pretend to be either or she dress up as like the human form of Siri, like the art, you know, when they amorphosize. Is that the right word?
Anthropomorphize.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
I almost felt like she wouldn't know what to dress up as, so she would just dress up as Joko.
Just as Joker.
Yeah. Just get like a little SL2 hat and like a fake little build.
She would like run a haunted house. She is the house.
Oh,
the smart haunted house
on the haunted Normandy. That'd be great.
Yeah. You park the Normandy down, and she has like all these like automated lights flickering and like doing all this stuff to make it all creepy for the kids to kind of go through.
Simulates a reactor meltdown. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God, this really is scary.
Give Shepard PTSD.
Right. She could be Cortana. Speaking of Halo stuff.
That's a good one.
You seen those body suits where it looks like you don't have skin? It's like a costume where it looks like all your skin has been removed, so you've shown all your inner muscles and ligaments and things like that. I could see Edie wearing one of those and being like, look, I am a human.
Yeah.
I just don't have any skin, but you know. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move on. Arya. What do you think about Arya?
No.
No, not at all.
Arya is not dressing up like anybody. No. She is Arya. People dress up as her.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see her leaving the afterlife on Omega. I think she's kind of the person who would be like, well, people will come to me.
Life Halloween theme. That's the most you're getting out of Arya.
Wait.
I
do think she dresses someone. She would dress as the patriarch just to mock him.
Either that or she would have the best like underground raver Halloween party on Omega.
So like using Halloween as an excuse to have a different party and it's not really Halloween themed. It's just a party.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah. Okay.
What if she dressed as Trinity from The Matrix?
That would work.
She would rock it.
Who did we say was going as Neo? Thane?
Thane. Yeah. Like the two of them just like team up for that? Do you think that would be a thing?
She hires him as a bodyguard for the night.
All right. Here we've got Nyrene.
That's easy. She would be a zombie. Because she's dead.
Oh.
Ching.
Or like a mummy, like a more traditional, like, you know, just like mummies are basically zombies. They're just Egyptian
burn
zombies.
Victim.
It's bad.
All right. I don't know. Do you guys have any other thoughts on that one?
She gets blown up, so a burn victim is really bad.
Oh, but would she choose that?
I don't think she would have a choice.
This isn't even a costume. Oh.
She gets the ghost sheet.
Hey, Nyrene, what are you going to dress up as? It's just a severed Lona bomb sitting on the floor.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've covered all the bases here, except for, and I left this one for last, Shepard. I mean, I guess we could talk Joker, we could talk some of these other characters, but I really want to know what you think Shepard would dress up as, how Shepard would celebrate Halloween. And it can be male Shep or femme Shep, it can be your own headcanon Shep, whatever. Turbo.
I want them to dress up as a stereotypical gamer. Just have a Mountain Dew and you're walking around with Doritos going, just because like they're, instead of dressing up as a character, they're dressing up as a stereotypical us gamers.
Like it's a joke on us.
Yeah.
Because we're the ones playing the game.
Like now I'm playing you instead of you playing me.
Yeah. I get it.
I think just like the default male Shepard would just get like a Hanal costume, just be a Hanal.
A big stupid jellyfish.
Yeah.
Because they think it's funny, or
yeah,
it's like a joke. Yeah.
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 I can also see Bro Shep just walking around in like a varsity jacket and be like, yeah, going back to my glory days.
This is my costume. It was easy because it was already in my closet. That sort of thing.
I view Shepard's costume skills as his dancing skills. I don't think he has like enough just like creativity in his bones.
Right. It's just like, what is around that I can just use to make the a costume?
Quickest, cheapest thing.
Yeah.
I can see Shepard dressing up as like an Apollo astronaut, you know, or maybe even Alan Shepard, the astronaut who he's named after.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where you're going to get a suit like that, but.
I'm sure no, there's shepherd Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Dresses up as a shepherd.
As a shepherd.
Ooh. With the wooden cane or staff and like in stuff, just poking the sheep, like Little Bo Peep, like that kind of, well, not right. As Little Bo Peep.
Right.
Unless she's female, then she can dress up as Little Bo Peep, but she'd be a little shepherd.
Okay. Or just
with
Jesus.
With a little border collie next to her.
Jen?
The duality of angelic and devilish. So you've got one devil horn and like the face painted red and everything. And on the other side is very like angelic with like a half of a halo. So because it's, are you playing Paragon or Renegade? Mm-hmm. Well, are you playing angelic or devilish? I don't know. I can't have one canon shepherd. So I've got to go duality mode.
Those are fun costumes too, where it's like split down the middle.
Two-Face?
Mm-hmm. Two-Face.
Or would that be Garrus?
That'd be Garrus.
Garrus is just everybody in Batman, it seems. All right. Any other thoughts on anybody else? Anyone else from the series you're like, oh, this person absolutely would be this thing?
I don't know if we ever said Jack's costume, but she's a plain old librarian, not sexy, just plain old librarian. Oh no, we did. We said Miranda. Never mind. I blanked out.
Yeah, we covered it. But like, that's, you can add to it if you want. So you think she would just go as a regular librarian?
Yeah, I just thought of it just now, and I'm like, did we do her? And I like, no, we didn't. I'm sorry.
So why librarian?
Because that's something that's just regular plain. Jack is not plain.
Uh huh.
I didn't say teacher because she eventually becomes a teacher. Growing up, but Mass Effect 2 Jack being plain is not normal to her. It's something supernatural and stuff. She's never been normal.
Right, but she would also be really mean about making people be quiet.
Yeah.
While she does it, yeah.
Like, shh.
I told you to freaking shut up in the library. like that kind of thing. Okay. Anybody else? Like Joker or...
to add to... Tobos real quick, it'll be like when she yells Miranda, like, be quiet, I'll smear the walls with you.
Yeah, I'll smear the walls with you. Yeah. Or like, what about I don't know, there's so many other characters.
What about Engineer Donnelly and I can't remember the other.
What about Hacksaw?
Gabby and Ken.
Yeah,
who would Gabby and Ken would do, like, I feel like not a couple's costume because they're not a couple, but you know what I mean?
Like a team costume, right? Like together, go together on something.
Yeah.
What about names are falling out of my head.
As a trainer?
Sovereign.
Ooh. Ooh.
What are the Reapers dressing up as?
I don't know. Do they even dress
What's
up?
What's scary to the Reapers?
Shepherd.
Yeah.
They're all dressed up as Shepherd.
Yeah. What's Saren dressing up as?
Shepherd
also? Right. What about Udina?
Poor person.
Poor person.
Anderson. He's dressing up as Anderson.
Dina, I could see zombie or skeleton or something really basic, but he's really only doing it because his nephews and nieces asked him to take him out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What does Jack Harper dress up as? Like Darth Vader or something?
I feel like the elusive man would dress up as, I don't know, like I'm trying to think of how he views himself. I feel like he dressed up as like Jason Bourne.
I was thinking Iron Man.
Like he's the badass hero of his own story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Iron Man. That tracks. Like Tony Stark. Yeah, I could see that. Okay, what about Anderson? What's Anderson dressed up as?
A Jedi.
Anderson is Obi-Wan Kenobi or something like that?
Yes.
I like that one.
I don't know where that came from, but yes.
It's kind of, you know, kind of like older, like mentor kind of figure. It makes sense. It makes sense. All right. This has been fun, guys. Thank you for joining us for this episode. We've got all sorts of crazy ideas. It would be really funny to do Halloween and dress up as a character dressed up as a character. So you could like do a double costume. I wonder if anybody will take that idea for this Halloween. But thank you for joining us. Here, let's go back through everybody and feel free to share anything that you've got going on, things that you want to shout out or just ways people can reach out to you or just say, hey, thanks for being here, whatever. But we'll start with Jen. Jen, I know you got stuff going on.
Yeah, I have two shows that are also part of the Robots Radio Network, the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we talk everything cyberpunk, and then Two Girls, One Ship, where we analyze, rate, and review video game romances.
Awesome. You can find links to those or on robotsradio.net, or if you just remember the names, you can search them on whatever podcast you're listening to this on, and it'll come right up. So, yeah, thanks, Jen. Thanks for being here. Ed, also, thank you for joining us. You got anything going
on? Thank you. No, just still hanging around the Discord.
Cool.
Anytime anyone wants to talk Mass Effect or Starfield.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Magister, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure. Nothing going on for myself, but like I said, if you ever want to hit me up on Discord or Patreon, current obsessions are still Starfield and Hogwarts Legacy, apparently, for some reason. But yes.
Nice. I heard there's rumor that there's more stuff coming out for that sometime soon.
Oh, nice. They've been
rumoring about it, so be on the lookout. And then Turbo Toboggan. Thanks for being here, Turbo.
Thank you for having me. I don't know if that's the correct response to that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever is fine.
I'm not anywhere. I'm just, you can find me on the Discord and stuff. And I may want to respond, but yeah, I like that. And then I'm just hanging around the robots.
Awesome. Awesome. Sam, it's been fun as usual. We'll be back next week with a regular episode, but you got stuff going on, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're celebrating my fiance's birthday soon, so that should be fun.
It was my wife's birthday this last week, too.
No, that's no way.
Yeah.
They're both Scorpios then, right?
Okay, something like that.
I
don't keep up with it, but sure.
But yeah, you know, like 1/12 of humanity is all the same because they were born during the same one.
Right. Yeah.
Year.
It doesn't make any sense. Horoscopes, especially if you go to like the Chinese one where like everyone born in the same year has the same personality. Don't think that really plays out, but whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be doing anything for Halloween specifically, but we'll definitely be doing stuff for her birthday, and it's going to be a busy week for me, but I am streaming some more Mass Effect 1. I'm getting to the end of my personal canon playthrough of Mass Effect 1. I'll pick it up with Mass Effect 2 here soon. And I'm also streaming my second playthrough of Starfield, where I am role-playing Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop.
Wow, so you started over? You didn't do, like, New Game Plus?
I still have that one with my original character, but that's, right. like, just a me thing, you know?
I got it.
Not going to do that on stream.
I got
but
it.
Cool. The Spike Spiegel one, I am.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, go check that out. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Twitch and Twitter at InSepNaLegend.
There you go. And, of course, my shows, I've got a bunch of other lorecasts. So, Lord of the Rings lorecast, Fallout lorecast, Elder Scrolls lorecast, Starfield lorecast. Come check that stuff out. RobotsRadio.net for my shows and a bunch of other awesome shows. Lots of different hosts with some really cool content. So, if you're looking for things, we've got it for you. Thanks again for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween. And we will see you again next week with another regular episode of the Mass Effect Lorecast. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast, or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels.
All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.